for my voice.
Sorry.
I'm just recovering from a cold. Yes, you know, since I responded to the call of God in my life, we've faced a lot of troubles and afflictions. I remember complaining to Pastor Simeon back in Adelaide in regards to how my thesis supervisor was treating me, and how my uncle was treating my wife and myself in Ghana. And it did not stop. I came back home, and then in a few months, my in-law had to pass away. And I remember the problems kept coming. And I remember also that when we started the church, just after a week of starting the church, my brother-in-law passed away by hanging, and it was a blow to us. It was a major blow. And then just quite recently, my father also passed away. Why I want to share this with you is that it's been an experience, and then the Lord has helped me to grow out of that, triumphing in afflictions, how to triumph in adversities. And so the first point I want us to consider is the trouble. Every Christian is going to face afflictions. And so let's turn to the epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 18. This is a well-known passage of scripture, especially for Baptists. And the Bible reads that, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms." And I'm just going to focus on the first part, the affliction part. And that's the trouble. The Bible says in Psalm 39, verse 19, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from all. That is something we need to consider and acknowledge, that for Christians, troubles are inevitable. No matter what we do, it's part of us. It's part of our Christian faith. And so the apostles exhort us that we must, through tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. And then the Lord said in John 16, verse 33, that whilst we are in the world, we are going to face afflictions. We are going to face tribulations. So it's part of us. And every Christian must acknowledge and prepare his heart for that. Trouble is bound to come in our Christian life. So first of all, the trouble is that the issue is that troubles are inevitable in the Christian's life. But not that only, troubles are innumerable in a Christian's life. It's not like, oh, okay, it's a stage in the Christian's life that when you face an obstacle, and then when you overcome it, that is all. No. You see, as I quoted in Psalm 34, verse 19, the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. And it's the righteous being addressed, not the wicked. And so we shouldn't go out of our way and complain that, why am I facing so many atrocities in my life since I became a Christian? It's the norm. And the Hebrew word that is translated many actually means abundant. So it's not like, oh, I have my fair share and that's all. It's going to be abundant, and we must be prepared for that. And that actually goes contrary to that charismatic Pentecostal idea of Christianity being a bed of roses. I mean, how many of the saints in the Bible can you name that did not face atrocities or afflictions? And we start with righteous Abel. He got killed by his faith in the Lord. And then everyone sitting with them and listening to me now will attest to the fact that you face many of these afflictions. And I'm not exalting experience over the word of God. Once the word of God says that many are the afflictions, we know it's true. But this is also demonstrated in our lives. And every one of us sitting here knows that Christianity or our Christian life is not without afflictions. So they are inevitable and they are innumerable. You know, Brian Edwards says that Christianity is not about how to escape from the difficulties of life, but about how to face them. So it's not like, oh, I'm in trouble, so let me believe in the Lord, and the Lord will just deliver me out of all my troubles at once. But it's about how to face them. And that is how, and that is what James is helping us to understand. And so from the trouble, we come to the temptation. You know, in the Greek, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. And let him pray is an imperative in the present middle. So it's let him keep on praying. And so we see a condition where, and then the word afflicted is any undergoing hardship. So because it is kako pateo, and it's actually kakos is bad or evil, and then suffering. So suffering, you know, we hate suffering, but then suffering and evil. So suffering hardship, undergoing hardship, enduring afflictions. That's how this word is translated elsewhere in the Bible, in the New Testament. So it's somebody who is enduring afflictions and is bound to give up praying. And that is usually our natural response. Even though we are Christians, even though we believe in the Lord, naturally we tend to stop praying when afflictions come. And that is actually my weakness. It's something that I'm always beseeching the Lord to help me overcome. And so instead of enduring, we sometimes turn to anxiety. We become worried. We resort to worrying instead of praying to the Lord, keeping on praying. And we know as Christians that worrying about our problems is a sin. Because Philippians 4:6 says that be careful for nothing, but with prayer and supplications and thanksgiving. So prayer, supplications, thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then the promise that, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through our Lord Jesus. So that is the issue. So if you're a Christian and you worry when you are undergoing afflictions, then you are sinning against God. And we all do. I'm not actually saying that I'm exempted from that. I worry and I know it's sinful, and I need to stop doing that. We have problems. We talk of debt, sicknesses, diseases, financial difficulties, job losses, and health issues that we battle with. And we tend to worry about these things. But no, we should keep on praying. We should not stop praying and start worrying, but we should keep on praying. So let's stop resorting to worrying. And then let's stop resorting to worldliness. So worrying, we resort to worrying, or we resort to wandering. We sometimes depart from the Lord and try to go for some worldly solutions to our problems. And we know some people even become depressed and they take to pills. And then people even find solace in alcohol. People become bitter against the Lord. People backslide. And you see that they are not faithful even to church services. They are not faithful to the work of the Lord because they are enduring afflictions and they've stopped praying. So the trouble is that troubles or afflictions are inevitable and innumerable in the Christian's life. The temptation is for us to stop praying and to resort to worrying and wondering. But then we find the triumph over our afflictions in the verse. It's that let him pray. And it's an imperative, it's a command. And that is how to triumph over our afflictions. And you see, we see that it is a rewarding solution. The most efficient way of responding to our afflictions, our trials and tribulations, is to pray to the Lord. And this word is, this prayer is not talking to anybody, but talking to that omnipotent God who is able to do all things. I'm not trying to be charismatic, but it's true that our God is able to do all things exceeding abundantly. It's just wonderful. That is our God. And so, you know, please let's turn to Psalm 39, verse 17, please. Before, the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from all. We see something in verse 17 about how the Lord responds to our cries. The Bible says that the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all their troubles. And so if you have this wonderful solution, why should you stop praying and then resort to worrying and wondering? This is God's promise towards us and for us. You know, Absalom and Ahithophel drove David out of the palace into the wilderness. And then it's so sad that a faithful man like David would walk barefooted, crying and wailing because of a problem in the city, instead of turning to the Lord. And then he was just focusing on his afflictions and what is... and then when you even read the Psalms, I think Psalm 55, he was even having some wishful thoughts, that he wished he was a dove, so he had wings to fly into the wilderness away from his troubles. No, we are to face them with prayer. And then you read in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 31 and 32, that when somebody told David about Ahithophel's betrayal, and then he prayed. That was the time he prayed. He said that, Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness. And then the Bible says, just right there in verse, so he prayed in verse 31, verse 32, he said that, and Hushai appeared. And when you read the Hebrew, the appearance of Hushai was accidental. So it wasn't David orchestrating his appearance, it was God interposing. When David prayed, when he stopped worrying and wondering, and he prayed to the Lord during his affliction, God provided Hushai, who proved to be very, very profitable in the solution to David's problem. So that is that. So it's a rewarding solution. Don't stop praying. God is there. And you know, Satan knows your weakness, and he knows that usually my devotional life is distorted and destabilized when I face problems. I stop praying, and because of that, I stop praying and reading the word of it. Because of that, he keeps on compounding the problems, making them more and more, so that I can move far away from the Lord. But then when my father died, and he knew that, maybe Satan thought that that was a deadly blow, because I'm very, of all my father's 13 children, I am the closest, right from my infancy. So it was a major blow. I bought the drugs from the pharmacies on my way to the hospital, and then I had a call in between that he had passed away. So it was, and then I stood in front of the sea, and a pastor knows this place I'm talking about, gazing at the sea and all the memories with my father sitting and talking about the sea, and then I was just full of tears. But then the Lord made pastor call me, and then in his call he told me that, do not focus focus on your emotions, focus on the Lord, trust in the Lord. And for me, that is the clincher. That is what God brought to me to bring me back to my devotional life. And I really thank the Lord that he used Pastor to actually advise me in that way. And I was able to know where the problem is coming from. Satan doesn't want me to pray. He wants me to worry and wonder. And he knows that by doing that, he's able to now attack the ministry. That fresh, we are just 3 months into the ministry, and that is where he is just hammering, battering the wall, boom, 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 just like that. And so when the Lord helped me with that, I thought that, okay, let me share this burden with you to know that the solution is not to worry and to wonder, but the solution is to keep on praying. So never worry about your problems, because they are coming, they are going to come, inevitable and innumerable, but always pray to the Lord. So it's rewarding, but it's also a real solution. We are not talking about contemplative mysticism or yoga, because in the internet, it's prayer is has some this. They've made it a therapeutic option for somebody who is depressed. Oh, just pray. You don't know who you are praying to, but pray. But no, for Christians, prayer is a real communication with a real and living and powerful creator of the whole universe, a person. So it's not, we are not, this is not a psychological trait. This is a real solution. And it's us talking to God. And we all know that he is one who is our heavenly Father, and he is a very present help in time of trouble. You see, so if you're a Christian, you know that prayer is not a psychological trick. Prayer is a real solution. So James is commanding us, God is commanding us through James, that instead of stopping praying and worrying and wondering because of those inevitable and innumerable troubles in your Christian life, pray. Keep on praying. Keep on talking to God. Why? Because it is rewarding and it is real. That is how God wants us to approach our troubles. And like God has made me know that, look, Satan wants to attack your prayer life. So keep on praying, even when the afflictions keep on compounding. I also want to just share this devotion with you to tell you that keep on praying, because the problems are going to come and they are going to be many. But the Lord will deliver us from all these troubles. He will either give you the relief from the trouble, or he will give you grace to live without the relief. And that is the beauty of our Christian life and the wonderful God that we serve. The Lord bless his word in our hearts, and may we keep on praying instead of worrying. Let's pray, please. Lord, we are so grateful for this time. Thank you, Lord, that your word is full of these exhortations, Lord, and imperatives. Lord, help, Lord, our weaknesses and infirmities. Lord, we tend to worry and we tend to take to worldliness, Lord, when problems come. But they are going to come, because this is a trial of our faith. But Lord, help us to continue to pray, communicate with you, Lord, because the solution lies in you. May we never be found worrying or anxious because of our problems. And grant us the grace, Lord, to always abide in you and to always pray to you and always wait on you and persevere. Because, Lord, you are a rewarding God. You are a prayer answering God, and you hear our cry. We thank you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.